This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather warning for tonight as the mercury drops into the mid-30s and brings some frost. The cold temperatures will mean that the emergency shelters across the county will be open to provide a warm place to stay for those who need one. The wind chill is expected to drop temperatures into the high 20s, and the cold snap will last through Sunday when a storm system is forecasted for the region. The state of California has released emergency rules for the cannabis industry that will regulate the cultivation, processing, sale, and distribution of medical and recreational marijuana in 2018. Rules regarding permits, packaging and labeling, transportation, track and trace, and security needs at cannabis businesses are all included, and they will serve as the rules framework while the final regulations are ironed out. Motorists are urged to check road conditions before they leave home is a phrase you'll hear regularly on the news during the winter months. Caltrans reports that Highway 96 is open to one-way traffic following a slide that closed down the roadway between Orleans and Soames Bar yesterday at about 4 o'clock. Work crews were quickly on scene, and both lanes of traffic are expected to be fully open by this evening. In 2012, the state of California enacted conditional voting, commonly known as same-day voting, and now conditional voting can be done in Humboldt County. The County Elections Department provided the details on conditional voting, which allows a California resident to fill out an affidavit at the county clerk's office in the 14 days prior to Election Day and on Election Day, and then cast a provisional ballot. You cannot use conditional voting at a polling place, only at the clerk's office where eligibility to vote is established. Conditional voting provisional ballots are treated and processed like all other provisional ballots. In 2016, California voters approved a ban on single-use plastic bags at retail stores, and the ban, aimed at reducing the plastic waste caused by the bags, seems to be working. The San Jose Mercury News reports that data from annual cleanup efforts since the ban was enacted show a drastic drop in the number of bags found by volunteers, in some places going from more than 5,000 bags collected as trash in 2010 to less than 50 in the same areas this year. California was the first state to ban plastic bags when the legislature did so in 2014, and voters defeated Prop 65, a ballot measure aimed at overturning the ban in 2016. Supporters of the Humboldt Bay Trail, that when finished will stretch for 13 miles along the bay between Eureka and Arcata, will gather in Arcata on Sunday for a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the Arcata section of the trail. The event will be held on South I Street at 10 Sunday morning to highlight 3 miles of Class 1 ADA accessible trail that runs through the Arcata Marsh along the railroad to just south of the Bayside Cutoff. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.